Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. It's week 18. Commanders are heading down to Dallas. Helping us break all things down going on in the Big D is our buddy Sean Sharif, host of Sean and RJ, weekdays 5:30 to 10 a.m. on 105.3 The Fan down in the Metroplex. Sean, what's up, man? How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are you doing? Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
You know what? Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. But something that's pretty interesting. So we're actually in Ashburn today at practice, and Cliff Kingsbury is addressing the media right now. And he was just asked about being a head coach again and if he's going to take interviews. And Cliff was very diplomatic. He said, yeah, I want to be a head coach again someday, but I love it here right now. And he tried to be as vague as possible.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Cliff is a very famous Texas boy. Would that be on the radar down there?
Well, I don't think it's going to be on the radar for Jerry. Jerry, number one, is pretty much against first-time head coaches. I know that Cliff had his stint in Arizona, but I really think that Jerry, especially at this stage of his football life, is too afraid to go with someone that green and that young. He may want, I'm guessing the more experienced person. Now, the fun, young, new name that's been thrown out around here is Jason Witten. Jerry Jones has always said to us that Jason Witten's winning back-to-back high school state championships around here. All right, don't dismiss that.
Okay, I didn't know that he was coaching high school down there, but
yeah, he's coaching high school, and I'm saying that with a smile on my face, as Jerry would say. But he views Jason Witten as a top five person he's ever dealt with in the history of the National Football League. He views him as a John Wayne-type legend. So that's the fun name thrown out around here. But, like, Ben Johnson we knew was never going to happen because didn't have experience, and there's a book on Jerry that he's not willing to pay coaches that much money. So while I do work with someone who is absolutely in love with Cliff Kingsbury and his concepts, maybe a little bit more because he's so good-looking, I don't see Cliff
Kingsbury.
Is that
Bobby?
Yes, Bobby. Bobby loves, that's your boy. Bobby loves, he's a huge, all I had to hear at the beginning of the year was Kingsbury drawing it up, Kingsbury concepts. He didn't want to say nothing in the second half when the usual Kingsbury lull takes place. But we've had Cliff on the show. Awesome, awesome dude. Man, I actually have some. If Cliff returns next year, hit me up. And next time you guys talk to him, I have something to play for him that he did for our radio station. It'll be an all-time audio moment for your show.
Okay,
rapping,
I'd
music,
love that.
Music ability, rapping ability.
Oh, hell yeah. I also want you to tell Bobby that I was able to guess that he's in love with Kingsbury.
How did you know?
just played a hunch on that one, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about what is going
on the show. And there's only two other guys on the show, and you know Bobby. So you had more than a 50-50 shot. I can't give you too much
credit. I knew the other two of you are sane, and then there's Bobby. So that was kind of my angle there. So let's get down to what we're going to be seeing this weekend. Dallas, I know you shut CD down, but I imagine the Cowboys that are playing in this thing are kind of all in.
Well, the big question here has been, why have you not been playing Trey Lance? Let's start there. Trey Lance was awful in training camp. We all saw him. We were all ducking for our lives with these passes that he was throwing in Oxnard, California. But that does not mean that you erase the fan intrigue. The fans didn't see him play except for in the preseason. And in the preseason, he had some pretty bad moments. So we've been trying to figure out, is Jerry Jones just trying to, like, keep the Cowboy fan base interested in possibly winning? Cooper Rush gives you a better chance to win games. My theory is that Trey Lance is so bad that they don't want to embarrass themselves. They don't want to put Trey Lance out there and get laughed at over that deal of giving up and overpaying for a fourth-round pick. Because the Jonathan Mingo deal, where they traded for the Panthers wide receiver, infuriated this fan base. Made everyone question the sanity of Jerry and Steven all over again, overpaying and giving up a fourth-round pick for a guy who's barely playing here. So you've basically flushed and burned two fourth-round picks, and I don't think that they want to put Trey Lance out there because they don't want to feel the embarrassment of acquiring him. Because it's a win-win situation, right? For us Team Tank fans and want to get the better draft pick, put Lance out there. He's something different. Let's see him. And if you lose and he stinks it up, then you go ahead and you move up the draft board. I do have a little birdie telling me that if you look at the clauses in these, you know, everyone's going to come out with their salary bonuses and their clauses for this final week of the season, playing time, incentives, whatever. Sure. I heard that Cooper Rush would make an extra $500,000 if he hits a certain amount of snaps. I think it's 55% snaps for the season. If Cooper Rush played this entire Washington game, he would go ahead and hit that. So that's making me think we're going to see more Trey Lance than what we've seen before, which is basically nothing.
You think Jerry would try to cheap out over $500K?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. And they're going to have a built-in excuse, right? If Trey Lance starts, they're going to be like, look, we're officially eliminated. We know what Cooper Rush is. We'd like to re-sign him as a backup. Let's see what Trey Lance has, and let's go ahead and put him out there. I don't think we're fully ever really going to know, but they have that. They have the built-in excuse in the final game, which is meaningless for them anyway. If Cooper Rush plays the entire time, I believe that tells us that Trey Lance was horrific and terrible, and they couldn't salvage anything after getting him from San Fran.
Yeah.
This past week, you had, you know, the Cowboys have been playing a lot better than a lot of people expected on the stretch. They got throttled last week, obviously not having CeeDee Lamb. You know, are they still trying? Like, there's no quit in this team, right? Like, they're going to give a full effort even if they don't have their full guys, right? Like, are their dudes still playing for stuff? Like, Dowdle, I think, is still going for the 1,000 yards, right?
He got the 1,000, but, you know, that has taken over here. It is an amazing, amazing media world that we live in. Mike McCarthy went from getting blown out in the Packer game to people wanting him fired last offseason. Then at the beginning of this year, into the middle of this year, he's dead man walking, right? The Cowboys are finished. They're getting blown up by good teams. And dead man walking is going to be Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick, Ben Johnson. Then they go on this 4-out-of-5-game stretch, pretty much against scrubs, mind you. Got to pay attention to the schedule. And these Cowboy fans, they flipped a lot of them and melted in love with Mike McCarthy all over again because they didn't quit. They didn't quit on Mike McCarthy. Look what he can do with Cooper Rush. So the standard around here has gone from Super Bowls and, you know, something more than a first-round playoff exit. Now it feels like it's been reset to, oh, you know, making the second round would actually be a really, really, really good thing again. And as long as they don't quit on the head coach, maybe we can go ahead and bring the head coach back. So now we've gone from dead man walking to reports that Mike McCarthy could be in a position to turn down the Dallas Cowboys if they try to re-up him because teams like the Bears and the Saints could be interested. But no, they have not quit on Mike McCarthy. The effort has still been out there. They just suck in terms of certain areas of their team and in terms of their depth.
It's crazy because I remember we had you on a month, probably before the last time Dallas was coming up here, and you were like, oh, yeah, this guy's no chance. And
well, y'all made me look really stupid after I said that it was a cakewalk, you know, so I don't even know why you're having me on again after Washington made me look really dumb saying that they would go ahead and control and dominate the football game. So there you go. That shows what I know.
We like you, though. You can follow Sean at 1053SS on X. It is crazy that Dallas beating Washington kind of salvaged their season because then they went on that little run, won 4 out of 5 against bad teams. You're right. But, like, that Bucs performance was really impressive 2 weeks ago on Sunday Night Football.
This drives me insane. I'm sorry to cut you off. Who freaking cares? This is what I've been telling Cowboy fans. You got to focus on the other end of the spectrum. When this team, this is how I would make my head coaching decision and judge my team. When this team is healthy, when everything is going well, which is a 12-5 regular season 3 years in a row, which is Dak Prescott last year finishing second in the MVP race, right? You're not going to get that much better of a season maybe ever out of Dak. What are you? You're still a first-round exit. Either the San Francisco 49ers are owning you or the Green Bay Packers are smacking you. No one thinks that they belong in the same building as Detroit. Philadelphia is obviously better. Like, what are you at your best? And under Mike McCarthy, they have still been a first-round exit. He was brought in here to do better than Jason Garrett. And, yes, he's done better in terms of the regular season record, but they're still sloppy. They're still undisciplined. They still play really, really stupid. They don't have the small details in order to win. So, like, rather than save Mike McCarthy because they didn't quit on him and they won 4 out of 5 with a backup quarterback, I take it to the other end. What are you at your best? What are you capable of? And the Dallas Cowboys still are not sniffing, forget a Super Bowl, they're not sniffing a conference championship appearance that has not been here for 30 years. Mike McCarthy has had enough time. He's on my show tomorrow, or maybe for the final time, definitely the final time of the regular season, so it doesn't go over well when I say this stuff about Mike, but I got to be honest, he's had enough time. They haven't gotten close. In my opinion, it's time for the next.
What'd you make of them doing right by Zeke and releasing him?
Oh, my God. Doing right by Zeke. That's a loaded
thing. Is there a dude that deserves less do right by me than that dude?
Well, you know what? Like, Zeke did turn things around from the early days of partying and all the stories that you heard and everything. This whole thing was a joke to begin with. It was ridiculous. I lost all my money to my coworkers when they told me in the offseason, well, Zeke's going to be the starting running back for the Dallas. You know what? Zeke and McCarthy actually have an interesting parallel. And this shows you how backwards Jerry and Steven are. So Zeke Elliott is not good enough to be your starting running back 2 or 3 years ago. You get rid of him. But you bring him back 2 or 3 years later to be your starting running back. Mike McCarthy does not get the extension after his third straight 12-5 season playoff loss. But now you might give him the damn extension after you go 7-10. If that ain't the definition of ass backwards, I don't know what is. In terms of Zeke specifically, I can't get it straight yet. Obviously, he had the issue earlier in the year where he was missing meetings, late to meetings. They should have just cut him then. They should have been done with it. I don't know how much of this is like 50-50 or 60-40. Yeah, we're going to do right by you, and the other 40% or 50%. Saying, you know what, let's get you out of here. We should have done it a long time ago. What the weird thing about the Zeke thing, in addition to him being a starting running back, was that he came back to a different locker room only 1 year later. It was really weird. Fort Worth Star-Telegram just dropped the story like a few minutes ago before I came on with you guys, but it's all talking about how it wasn't a fit, and it just did not work from a chemistry standpoint when he was expected to be the mentor. Obviously was not happy about his carries. His dad was offering $10,000 to anyone on social media who could show video proof that Zeke had lost it. So hopefully Mr. Elliott is paying out about $30 million to everyone who knew that Zeke didn't have it a long time ago. And I don't expect Zeke to get picked up.
No, he's not going to get picked up, dude. That's a joke.
I want to ask both of you real quick.
Sure.
As a Commanders fan or outside perspective, what would you do with McCarthy if you were Jerry?
It's tricky because, like, for me, to your earlier point about what is your best, and the best just isn't good enough. And frankly, I think for McCarthy, both his time in Dallas and his time in Green Bay, there is ample evidence to support he's a pretty good coach. He's going to get you to the playoffs and then not be able to get it done from there. And that was with Rodgers at the peak of his powers. And now Dak, who I think is a good player. I would be looking at some point, you've got to decide what your organization is about and if it's about rings and trophies or if it's about selling out Jerry World and having 2,000 people on the field after and everybody having a good time. And that is the question for Dallas to me at this point, because you look at the organizations around the NFL that have become true championship organizations, they're just running things differently. You look at the Niners. Even Niners are having a bad year, but like, you know what they're about. You know what Kansas City's about. I think under Dan Campbell, you know what Detroit's about. I don't know what Dallas is about. So if I'm running that operation, McCarthy's not my guy. But I wouldn't have allowed myself to be boxed into this lame duck contract year thing anyway.
Yeah, I feel like you got to move on. I feel like it's time to try something else because it should be about rings, like you're saying, JP. I don't know for sure that it is with Jerry Jones, but it should be about rings. And if that's the case, then you got to move on for Mike McCarthy because he's just not getting it done.
Yeah, okay. So would be more worried about Vrabel coaching the Cowboys than McCarthy?
Hell yes.
Absolutely.
Listen, Vrabel didn't have the playoff success either, but he had that Tennessee program beating people's asses.
That is an anonymous get out of the league, you know, contract franchise team in terms of a lack of talent. Like, I mean, they never had real talent. I'm a Vrabel fan. That's the type of culture guy I think that this organization needs, but we'll see what happens.
But, dude, at the same time, would he put up with Jerry?
I've heard how, through the grapevine,
for a Dallas guy, how attractive is that job?
How attractive is the Cowboy job? I mean, that is a phenomenal question.
To the league. Yeah.
it's a great question. Look, when you compare it to Dan Snyder, when you compare it to Woody Johnson, when you look at the mess in Chicago, you know, it doesn't look as bad. You got to be okay and fine with Jerry Jones on our radio show, on the station twice a week. You got to be okay. You know, one of our guys relayed a story that the beginning of the end with Jimmy Johnson, he did this the other day. Jimmy noticed everyone during his post-game presser get up and walk into the hallway. And, JP, you know what I'm talking about here, covering these games. Jerry Jones conducts his own press conference while the coach is speaking. I mean, that's the definition of undercutting. That's disrespectful. Now, I don't believe Mike McCarthy cares about that. I don't think Bill Belichick would have cared about that. I haven't heard that Mike Vrabel needs to be Mr. Personnel guy, right? Like, the ego of being in the spotlight and being on First Take and all these shows has to be alluring, but then, you know, what type of real football decisions is Jerry making? Like, who the hell was responsible for the Trey Lance deal? Was it Will McClay? Was it Stephen Jones? Was it Jerry Jones? Who the hell was responsible for the Mingo trade? You know, Vrabel was not happy with his GM for what happened with A.J. Brown. I feel like Mike Vrabel could work here. People were fearful that Belichick, because you also got to come in and you have to be okay. Stephen Jones ain't going anywhere as the executive vice president, and Will McClay we don't think is going anywhere. So you got to be okay coming in with that system. And I don't know that Mike Vrabel has the desire or the swinging you know what to come in and say, I have to run player personnel. The Cowboys are not a bad roster. We know that. They just have 5 Pro Bowlers today. Again, 3 straight 12-win seasons. And I've heard that Mike Vrabel would be very interested in the job, even though you have the Patriots and the Jets rumors out there.
I know a lot of people are mocking him to, obviously looking ahead to the draft, a lot of people are mocking Ashton Jeanty to Dallas being from that area. You think that's a prime target for them to go after Jeanty in the first round?
Good question. And speaking of how fast things change, how about how much we flip on running backs now, right? Because a first round running back was a laughable joke 2 years ago. And then you have, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. I think Jeanty's name is big enough that Jerry would be interested, but good Lord, this team has a lot of problems. This team has a lot of issues. So I would not dismiss or rule out Jeanty, but we can go down the entire list of problems that they have all over the place, even for a team that's had 36 wins before this season. But yeah, I would not rule out Ashton Jeanty because of the way that the league has been turned upside down by the running back success.
Yeah, it really has. So I'm bringing this all the way back.
I know one guy that Texas fans may not want around here after yesterday is Scattaboo. So I don't want to keep him away from here, at least the Longhorn fan.
That dude is a badass, man. Talking with our friend Sean Sharif from Dallas, host of Sean and RJ weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. on 105.3 The Fan. You can follow him at 105.3SS. Obviously, there's so much like kind of palace intrigue with Dallas that is far more big picture and far more important than this weekend's game. But specific to Washington, this weekend's game is what matters because they want to stay the sixth seed. How do you think this thing shakes out Sunday?
At the risk of being 0-2, I'm going to say that if Washington puts their players out there and they want to play for something, that the Commanders come in here and win this game. I don't think that you're not going to get a bunch of quit. You're not going to get a laydown factor from the Cowboys. But look, not dealing with CeeDee Lamb, like the lone offensive weapon that they have besides Rico. If you control Rico, Jalen Tolbert's been coming on even with a broken finger, a touchdown in 3 straight games. Jake Ferguson has had a down year for him. Brandon Cooks has tried to get going. Man, there's 2 names that you need to work. Well, there's 3 if Micah's out there. But control Turpin and the special teams, and don't let Rico run all over you, and y'all should make me 1-for-2 with my predictions this season. And I hope you get the W. I'm happy for Dan Quinn. I'm happy for the Commander fan base. But more importantly, I want the Cowboys to get a better draft pick. So please, hail.
I love it.
Sean, we always appreciate your time, bro. You always bring it. It's always fun talking to you, man.
Thank you, boys. Thank you for having me. Great as always. Happy New Year.
All right. That's our guy, Sean Sharif. Happy New Year indeed. Give him a follow at 105.3 SS. We have some news here from Cliff Kingsbury. I answered some very interesting questions from Sam Fortier about possibly being a head coach. Nobody go anywhere.